best from a time when rock music mattered. Championed by
Pete Cogle,
a fat bald bloke in a comfortable pullover.
Hello and welcome to PCB. It's PCB 718 and I hope you enjoyed last week's show celebrating the first 2 days of the Mutations Festival down in Brighton, and we've got two more days to celebrate, and we began day three, the Saturday, at the Albert, the Prince Albert, in the pub near the station in Brighton, and we began with this band, Wife Swap USA. Getting ready to watch this band, or I think I might have been actually in the middle of watching this band, and I got a text from my mate Ian, who couldn't make it to that particular thing. He was watching some other band somewhere else, and he said, "Are you not entertained?" Entertained I was, definitely. That was Wife Swap USA. The lead singer was suitably underdressed, or undressed almost, by the time I got there, and then one of the girls decided to undress out of her pyjamas as they went along. Very strange band. Very good, very full of energy, absolutely worth seeing if you get a chance. I think they're a Brighton band. Full on punk, full on nutters, and great. Absolutely wonderful, absolutely wonderful. The next band were cancelled, I moved over just down the road to the Green Door store to see this band. This is Laundromat and a track called Bureau de Fatigue.
Love, 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 love.
smell of it.
Come live on an island, and in his day, there were seats on the train. You'd like to build a new island, push it out, float along, singing all your useless songs. A sunset to remember as you cross the Straits of Dover. You laughing and waving in your pinstripe double-breasted suit. Hey!
Two bands for you there. The first of which was Laundromat, four-piece. Rather nice bass line on that. I absolutely loved that particular bass line. I remember watching the bass player play that. She was very good indeed. That was a track called Bureau de Fatigue. And then after that, a band I'm really looking forward to seeing. I wanted to see them at the Great Escape earlier in the year. TV Priest, playing what I thought was quite a small venue for them. I think they should have played a bit of a larger venue anyway, but they didn't. But that was very good. That was a track called This Island. And although the lead singer, gets this sort of fairly ominous presence on stage. He was a lovely bloke. We talked to him afterwards, and one of the members of the audience had come off Germany to see him, and he was absolutely ecstatic that that had happened. He was really happy, so he was taking selfies and swapping anecdotes and stuff like that. Absolutely wonderful. Great band to see. TV Priest, check them out. Right, let's move on. The next band of the album were Social Hall, a track called This Is All I Need.
I live my
There are seven principles: honesty, openness, objectivity, selflessness, integrity, accountability, and leadership. The problem is
Pete Kogel
drives a horse and coaches through those day after day after day after day.
So, two more bands. The first was Social Hall with a track called This Is All I Need, a three-piece band. Saw them at the Albert and then trotted on down to Patterns to see Mush, who were recommended to me by Ian. And that was a track called Blunt Instruments. Very good, that was too. After that, I have to say, I wandered about a bit. I wandered into Chalk, one of my new favourite venues, to see this band. Never heard of them. They're called Sink Your Teeth. I should have heard of them because they're absolutely fantastic. This is If You See Me.
Thank you.
ready to face the world.
Savage, there's no hope. Kids these days, they think they've been outdone by, but they've never even looked at an iron lung like I did once. They've got the whole thing wrong, just bumbling along on the bottom rung, sucking each other off and popping designer bombs. It's a constant hit. It's not worth what you're paying for it. In my day, the gear on the street was so weak, it could eat your ambition in a matter of weeks, just trying to envision the peak, and that's bleak. And that's bleak.
The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, how to remain in dissonance. The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, how to remain in dissonance.
Then, look here, what you need to understand is, if you want to make some decent money from it, you'd be better off kicking that dickhead singer you've got in out the band, and getting yourself a gig down the Grand. I know the landlord, Fat Andy, and I bet he'd be up for giving you a leg up if you just give him a hand. Just don't be doing originals, play the standards, and don't get political. I know what that dickhead singer's like. He'll end up in the back of an ambulance with the mic stand rammed up his ass twice over, all because he couldn't ignore the flag and be polite. Show some respect and listen to my advice, because if you don't challenge me on anything, you'll find I'm actually very nice. Are you listening? I'm actually very fucking nice.
The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, how to remain in dissonance. The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't be left, it won't repent, I'm to remain in dissonance. The overload of discontent, a constant burden to make sense. It won't be left, it won't repent, I'm to remain in dissonance. I'm to remain in dissonance. I'm to remain in dissonance. I'm to remain in dissonance.
How to remain in dissonance.
So two more bands, first of which was Sink Your Teeth, a duo, a white lady playing bass and controlling the, what do you call it, the Apple Mac, to control the beats, and a black lady singing and playing a drum, a synth drum, and the keyboards. Absolutely fantastic band. Absolutely bloody fantastic. I completely lost myself in that music. It was really good. That's been my earworm, if you see me. It's been my earworm for a while, and I absolutely love it. So I hope you did too. And then after that, we saw Yard Act. Now, I was looking forward to seeing them. They're from Leeds. Came over as a bit too arrogant, in my view. A bit too arrogant for their own good. They said that we've come an awfully long way, for not much money, so make it worth our while. Which is true, I suppose it was true. But if you don't want to be there, mate, don't be there. Simple as that. So anyway, I played the track. That was The Overload. Overload, rather. I still like them. I think they're a very good band, but they need to sort of curb their attitude. I mean, they were only playing Chalk in Brighton. They're not, you know, sort of highlighting on a stage yet in some you know, marvellous big arena. So keep it real, lads. Keep it real. Anyway, that was the end of the day. There was one other band I did want to go and see, but I was quite honestly, I was too knackered, so I didn't. So the next band up were the next morning, which is the Sunday morning. This is over at The Hope and Ruin in Brighton, which is a small but very, very wonderful little venue. This is Surf and Turf by Lime Garden.
broadly social, abrasive at times, and yet with its own kind of feral attraction.
Two more bands, both girl bands actually. The first was Lime Garden, a track called Surf and Turf, a four-piece girl band, who I saw, as I say, at the Hope. Then we wandered off down to see Deep Tan at back of the Albert. That was called Deep Fake. Quite a few girl bands actually, sort of an awful lot of girl bands playing. Sink Your Teeth were girl band, Lime Garden, Deep Tan. A little bit later on, C-Mat was a lady on her own. Big Joni is a three-piece band, you'll hear about them in a minute. But yeah, absolutely fantastic to have so many girl bands playing. I think it was, I don't know if it was, you know, breaking even with the number of blokes out there, but it was very, very good to see so many girls out there doing their stuff, and no reason why they should not be. So let's have more of that, please. Definitely more of that. Right, back to back to Patterns. This time to see Regressive Left, and this is a track called Cream Militia.
Thank you. you're the grace of the cream militia. You stay in your lane and I stay in my lane, and no one has to complain about the cream militia. Pull the ladder up behind you. No one ever really liked you. You got notions and you got lotion and you got who knows what, but you got it.
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
Everyone's a model, and I'm a librarian. Everyone's a corgi, and I'm an Alsatian. Everyone's a birth, and I'm a C-section. Everyone's a train, and I'm a train station. Everyone's appealing, they all look good. I'd swipe right if I could. A nice straight girl tells me that I look good, but I really, really, really wish a gay guy would. So I smile, say hi, have I met you before? Did you like the band? Yeah, I've met them before. Then I lean in and he tells me to stop, and everyone's hot, and I'm not. They're all Brazilian. I'm a librarian from Wigan. I've got £1. They've got 1 million. Everyone's a reptile and I'm an amphibian. My bread roll doesn't taste good to the ducks, and the kids don't want the candy in my truck. Bad luck, bad luck. This is it, I'm stuck. Giving you meaning to giving zero fucks, cause I'm cute as a button, but they won't press me. Everyone's police, but they don't arrest me. Everyone's coke and I'm Diet Pepsi. Everyone's a dick and I'm testes. The guy says, hey, I'm not into all that. I don't like boys, I like pussy, twat, vagina, and every other synonym of not me. So I laugh and say, I don't know what you mean. No, I was joking. Go into the smoking section, look both directions.
distractions. I'm alone, I feel like a leper. I catch the sight of my reflection. I don't feel any better. Because everyone's home, and I know everyone's home, and I know everyone's home, and I know everyone's home.
Everyone's pretty bored of this, right? Let's do the other bit.
Yeah, this bit. Woo! Wow! Yeah, I love this bit. Okay, this mask is gonna be good. Everyone's hot and I'm not. Everyone's fit and I'm shit. Everyone's eye and I'm shite. Everyone's sexy and I'm Dexy's midnight runners on a Thursday night.
So the first of that two section of two bands was by Regressive Left, a track called Cream Militia. Saw them down at Patton's. Very good. Although I do find Patton's very dark and very dingy. So I'll pop back over to Chalk to see who was on next. A band called Lynx, or actually a person called Lynx, with two girls. He turned up in full bondage gear with a gimp mask, a spiky gimp mask. And I thought, oh my God, what have we got here? Well, it's typical Brighton, isn't it? But I wasn't sure what to expect. But I have to say, he was extremely entertaining. As Campus Christmas, but extremely entertaining. And I loved every minute of it. So that was a track called Everyone's Hot and I'm Not. He did a very, very good cover of Chaise Longue by Wet Leg, which I have played a few weeks ago. And of course, he's now probably the hottest track in the indie-verse, as it were, at the moment. Everyone's playing that track. And it was a very good version. So hopefully that will be out live, out on his label somewhere soon, and we can have a listen to that together. Rather good. Right, next band up, called PVA, a three piece, two guys and a girl, and this is a track called Sleek Form. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
two more bands there for you. The first of which was PVA, who I definitely think was channeling some sort of some 80s stuff. I picked up a bit of sort of, I think, Section 25 in their music, and I rather enjoyed that. as I say, PVA, definitely worth checking them out. And then after that, we heard Del Madarian, who are a two-piece guys. Doing the sort of best impersonations, as it were, of Wonderworld in many ways. Just stood behind a mixing desk. A track called Wildering. Quite atmospheric, quite different. Not quite sure what I made of it, but I quite like that track, so I thought I'd play that one. Very good it was too. Now I do have to say, I think the show, the whole collection of artists and the way it was all put together in the venues was done so well. I must admit that on its third year, The Great Escape was a bit of a mess. I think it was trying to be too big. And the one thing I like about, I think I like about Mutations is they deliberately had an ethos where they wanted to make sure that everyone that had a ticket would fit into the big venue at the end of the day. Where of course with Great Escape, that's not going to happen because there's too many people. So it's an interesting thing. The number of venues and the number of artists gets smaller at the end, towards the end of the day, and everybody ends up in the one big place at the very end, which is very sensible indeed. And a sort of a thing that sort of says they're not really in it to make a huge amount of money, they're just in it to have a really good time, and good time we did have. Anyway, after watching Del Madarian, I popped over back to Patterns. Patterns and Chalk are very close together, and I was just sort of whipping between the two quite easily, with a packet of chips in between. Nice. This was a lady called C-Mat. She was from Dublin, and I wasn't going to play this track, but it did catch my ear, and I rather like this one. This is I Want to Be a Cowboy, Baby.
Pete Cogle.
We have nothing whatsoever in common. I don't even like you.
You do.
Remember when we used to be friends? Oh, so long ago. Now you only call me to tell me that you hate me. Remember when we used to be friends? Remember when we stayed up all night talking about the ones we like? Now we're both so lonely, you said you never hate me. Remember when we stayed up all night? Remember when we cut off our hair? Remember when we walked down the road, found a path of our own? Difference is only pleasing when you don't know what you miss. Remember when we walked down the road?
Was another one of the lady bands, as I mentioned before. That was Big Joni, three-piece band from South London. That was a track called Used to Be Friends. It was about sort of, people that used to be their friend but aren't anymore. That was very good. And then they were very political indeed, and rightly so. No reason why not to be. So they had a message, and we definitely heard that. And then before that, we heard I Wanna Be a Cowboy Baby by C-Matt. She was rather interesting, rather nice, actually. I was absolutely exhausted by this point, so I was actually sat down at the back of the hall, but she did draw me in, as it were, with the song. So definitely worth listening to her if you get a chance. She was not playing with a band, although the track I played had her in a band. She was back coming with the band, I think, sometime later in the year. But she didn't know where and didn't know when. She just knew it was somewhere in Brighton. So, hey-ho. Right, just a little bit of PCP housekeeping before I go. One of the things that I've been doing over many, many years is putting the podcast up on Bandcamp. No, not Bandcamp, YouTube rather. I'll put together a video, usually just the artwork associated with the podcast, but that goes up on YouTube because I want it, seen by as many people as possible. And something has changed recently. I sort of noticed that quite a few of the bands that I sort of put music up there, even though the Creative Commons license, will have a copyright associated with it. Fine, obviously. I'm not out to make money out of the bands out of this. And this, what normally happens is the copyright then does not entitle me to be able to make any money out of the podcast, which is fine because I'm not ever going to make any money out of it anyway. And it sort of says, you know, the money, if you make any money out of this podcast, this video, it will go to the artist concerned. Absolutely fine. I love that. That's great. What's happened recently is there seems to be a new default, and the new default seems to be that banned. Just totally banned. So the whole video is banned. So if I want to put the video up there on one track of the podcast, makes it takedownable, as it were, cease and desist, if you want to go a bit further, then I have to sort of edit the video and put, you know, that track, remove that track and put the other ones up there. And I used to check, I usually sort of throw a video up and to Bandcamp, to YouTube rather, with just some tracks before I even recorded, just to check if anything is going to happen like that. And I thought it got rather clever, and I did that with both these Mutations Festivals recordings, and they worked. No problem at all. So I did it again. I put number one up and immediately it was banned. And I thought, well, something changed in the week or so that I put it up. And then I did some experimentation. I mean, I said, well, first of all, I put a video up on there. So it was saying, I'm not going to be doing this anymore because it's too much effort and it's too much work. So sorry, but it's not going to happen anymore. And then I did a bit of experimentation and found out that if I didn't, reference any of the tracks in the associated metadata with YouTube, the title or the description, then it wouldn't get banned. So it's not just the algorithm that's working out that you've played that particular track because it's got a signature. It's also the fact that you're using the metadata. So from now on, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the videos up there and just reference the website. So if you are on YouTube and you're looking at the particular tracks and you think, what is that track? Where does it come from? You'll see a link that takes you over to petekogel.com and will tell you the more information. That seems to allow the videos to remain there without any further effort on my part, and still doesn't upset anybody. Anyway, that's that. Here endeth the lesson. One last track, band called Beak. Never heard of them before, but they were quite big by the sound of it. Three-piece band, bassist, drummer, and keyboard player. Playing what you might call cosmish krautrock type stuff, plus a bit. I'm not quite sure exactly how you describe it. It's probably undescribable or indescribable. But anyway, this is Beak and a track called Oh No. That's O, O-H and No, K-N-O-W. And I hope you enjoy it. It's rather different and, well, it's weird. It's wonderful. It's PCP. See you soon, folks.
Pete Kogel.
Oh, he's asleep. Finally. Those powerful lungs have fallen silent. You lay there with just the odd twitch or sniffle. And then, in this moment of bliss, you think, sweet dreams.